Good morning and welcome to Monday Coffee. You may have heard this analogy at one point or another about church being like a football game, and that church is like the huddle where the team gets together to figure out the play that they're going to enact next. And so the church is like that we get together once a week to huddle together to figure out what do we do next and then go out and enact that in real life. Now, this is good, and in some ways, in our modern world, we have turned church into this big pep rally. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but during this time, during this virus, this COVID season, it has shown maybe a crack or a weakness within the church, that we have created it to just be a pep rally. And that when we don't have the pep rally, we don't know what to do. And then we force openings and people get sick. And then we don't, our lives and our faith kind of get drained because we don't have that pep rally. But in some ways, the church was set up very differently. And the church, the heart of the church, is something that is very different than just a pep rally. Here's a tweet from Nate Pyle that I've been pondering on for a while. It says, "Church is not an event or a rally to get people excited for Jesus. Church is a people gathered by Jesus to be formed into his image." And I've struggled with this too. Now, many of you are probably thinking, "Pastor Jordan, Pastor Russ, why aren't we opening up?" And I've asked the same question myself. Now, granted, we've tried to keep in place and remind people that we are not closed, that we are still open, and we've always been open, that we continue to work in our community and be the hands and feet of Jesus in the community. But we get that understanding of like worship service on Sunday, because this is your community, this is your people, this is your friends and family, and you want to see them. And I do too, and I've struggled with this. I've gone back and forth on this too with everything going on, and I really want that peace to come back too, because I don't get to see all of you. You get to see me every week, but I don't get to see you and see what's going on in your lives for the last 5 months. But the thing that I come back to and I remind myself is that maybe this season, this is an opportunity that Christ is giving us to rethink church and how we are the church in our world today. Instead of having these big, huge worship services and filled sanctuaries as a pep rally, maybe the church has to rediscover its core. And in Acts, we see that the church is a place that people came together to eat meals, to feed one another, to take care of one each other's debts, and to help others who are sick. It was a group of people that worked as the body of Christ throughout the week. It wasn't just this moment in time when they gathered together, but it was a place to help each other and help each other grow into the image of Christ. So what does it mean then now that we can't gather in person and that we're gathering online? We are still doing the work of trying to be the people of Christ in this world. That we are gathered by Jesus no matter if we're in person or not. But now we actually have a larger span of people that we're connecting with, and that we are trying to be shaped into the image of Christ, and that doesn't stop if we're not meeting together. Now, my hope about this is that we start to rediscover what it means to be a church community in this world. That we rediscover that it's not just about worship services, but it is about how do we help each other through the week? How do we grow into the image of Christ? How do we grow more humble? How do we listen and grow to the Spirit in our midst? How do we become better people and treat others better? How do we look out for those who are on the fringes? Because now we're being forced to think outside of ourselves more than what we need from a worship service. Now the Spirit is challenging us to see how can we make a difference if we don't get to gather and feed our own soul in a certain way. How do we feed it in another way? And maybe that is going out and helping others. Now this is my hope, but also I understand this is going to take a lot of courage. There's going to be a lot of patience involved, that things aren't always going to go the way we think they're going to go. That we have to deal with the disappointment in a way that we can still get up and walk again. This is my hope for you this week. May you find ways to grow into the image of Christ, because the church is not closed. The church continues to grow. The church continues to shape itself into the image of Christ. Have a great week.